Okay, I'm Danielle McCartan here with Anthony Fasano at the Anthony Fasano Bocce Courts in Verona, New Jersey, your 8th annual tournament, your annual bocce tournament. How important is it to you, for you to do this in your hometown?
It's I think it's vital. I'm proud to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to do it in my hometown. Got a bunch of great people supporting a great cause, and hopefully it's an added bonus to the community. So
you're doing this in partnership with Backpacks for Life. How did that partnership start?
A good family friend of ours started Backpacks for Life after he did a tour in Afghanistan and came back and was struggling, but also wanted to give back to veterans. So he started this foundation, and we thought it was a great partnership.
And you actually refurbished these courts here in order to make this happen?
Well, not my hands, but yes, it was our idea to get it done, and a lot of help and volunteer work from people in the community.
Cool, that's very cool. So now your Italian heritage, it's cool that you're doing a bocce. I'm an Italian teacher, So this is cool for me to come and see this and hear Italian being spoken here. I mean, how has your heritage contributed to your success in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know about in the NFL, but maybe my bocce game. I kind of grew up in the backyard playing bocce with the neighborhood guys, and it's great to have so many good people involved and some serious bocce players.
Seriously.
Pretty much from Italy, I think some of them are. So. It's a pleasure, and the talent's gone up here.
Yeah. So what, you went to Notre Dame. What did your family think of you becoming a fighting Irishman?
Yeah, I mean, they were happy. It was a good Catholic school, and we didn't know if football was really going to work itself out as it has. So it's good to go to a great school.
And parli italiano?
No, I wish. I wish.
You got to come to my class.
I do.
And have you ever been to Italy?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah, and I still don't know how to speak it.
You got
to
learn. You know, I was thinking, if it's okay with you, could we do, like, I found some, like, really popular Italian songs. Some of them I've heard here.
Yeah.
You think you can complete the lyric on a couple of them?
We can sure try. I'm not scared to try.
All right, you ready? First one.
Can you be able to even try?
Oh, Sole Mio.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
You're making us look bad. I mean, I thought you were talking about, like, Frank Sinatra. Maybe Andrea Bocelli, like, the most popular song.
You're hoping for New York, New York.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Let's see about this one.
Oh.
Cantare.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to really sing. Okay.
All right, and then I got a Dean Martin one for you.
Okay. Big pizza pie, that's amore. Pie, that's amore.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we can go a little bit into the Titans for this year now. Okay, so you're entering your 11th NFL season out of Notre Dame. What is your draft story first?
I was here in town with a bunch of people, a lot of the same people that are here today, waiting for the phone call. And got drafted in the second round to the Dallas Cowboys, and was just thrilled. And I grew up a Giant fan, so I had to change my alliances pretty quickly, but that was easy. It was a great organization.
So the Titans are coming off a 3-13 season. What improvements have been made for this upcoming season?
We have a different coach now, and a lot of different players in free agency, a good rookie class, and really just the mentality is trying to get changed, expecting to win. And having people fear us when they play, I think we're gonna have a great amount of success.
So Coach Malarkey is actually, like you said, changing the culture a little bit. He's doing in-house competitions, I heard. Have you participated in any of those?
Oh, of course, yes, I have. It's a daily thing. Competition is high, and pretty much everything we do there. So it's kind of part of changing the culture.
And what's the prize?
Just to be able to say you won, just a little bragging rights, and that's kind of what competition is about. It's not really what you get, it's just that you beat them.
Yeah, so now, have you, as a tight end, seen a little bit of evolution from Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think he had a great rookie year. We just have to keep him healthy and protect him a little bit better, but he's going to be starting this league for a long time.
So the AFC South is one of the most, I would say, wide-open divisions in the NFL. You had the Texans making the playoffs at 9-7. What's the outlook for the Titans this year?
I think we have a great shot at winning our division. You know, it's it seems there's a lot of parity in our division and throughout the whole league. So if we establish our run game, don't turn the ball over, and do all the things you have to do to win, I think it'll be great.
Okay, well, Danielle McCartan here with Anthony Fasano. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Sorry about my swimming skills.
It's quite all right.